partner are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so orient. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is.
This is Jake, the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fire
it up, Holmes! Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
Make a move and the money gets it.
Dave's not here.
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
And I shall. On this Friday, October 14th, 2022, here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And we are listener supported, so please do us a favor. Hook us up. Help us out. To stay on air now, won't you please? Just. Sometimes it makes you wonder why. Why we have so much against us. Now this is going to go by real fast. And I can't share it with you. Because there is no shareable. But it's quick. And I want you to think about what they're saying. Because it's really important to recognize why the medicinal situations in medical society is doing what it's doing to us now.
Nation, you asked why they're not just killing us. Do you want me to answer that question?
I asked Dr. Malone. Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah. I said, why wouldn't they just kill us? He laughed.
He actually had this kind of psychotic laugh, and it's because what they intend for us is far worse than death. Humans are the host to spawn this new artificial intelligence species. They need to do the mRNA gene editing inside the cells, inside the animals. The animals are humans. Termination. You asked why they're not.
So you want to know why you're not allowed to have any ivermectin or the other things that destroy parasites. Well, that is the reason. Because that is what they're putting in you. The nom nom parasite. The parasite that actually gets in your intestines and things like that. Who was it? Oh, goodness. Harold, come on. I had him on my show once. He was really, I wish I could have kept him coming. Come on, you know who I'm talking about. The parasite guy. He even showed a picture of the little parasite. And so that is one reason why you're not allowed to have the ivermectin and hydrocortisone or whatever those ones are, because that's what would kill the parasite that is literally out to take over you. Physically, as you, the human animal, because that's what parasites do. They destroy the host, but they feed off the host, and they basically destroy any kind of consciousness or anything else like that. That's why regular sugar is not good, because it strips out all the vital nutrients and things like that. But it feeds the cancers and the other parasites that destroy your mind. So, alrighty, here we go.
Aaron, the truth about mRNA vaccine. That's the question everyone's been asking. What is going on with mRNA vaccines? And so I thought, well, you know what? Let's get one of the top researchers on the planet on today's show to ask her about the truth about mRNA vaccines. Dr. Judy Mikovits, how are you, ma'am?
I'm doing very well. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I always love having her on the show because words that I would have never, ever said 5 years ago, like mRNA, I would have never said that. So when our listeners will leave us comments on Rumble or they'll email in, they'll say, could you get someone to talk about the mRNA shots? So I'm going to queue up a brief video clip, and right. I'm going to get Judy's wisdom here because I feel very comfortable asking her. I feel very uncomfortable discussing it. So here we go. Let me hit play. Here we go. And
about, I would say, this week's whistleblower. Fairly new to the scene, obviously a prominent heart doctor in the UK. We saw him speaking out on GBN News back in October. Well, now he's written maybe two of the most important papers to be written about the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA vaccines. It's getting a lot of press. It's getting a lot of attention. In many ways, you could say he's going viral. He's on the news. He's doing, conferences and talking about this. So this is just a taste of really the new star on the block when it comes to transparency and a passion for the scientific method. I'm talking about Dr. Ashim Malhotra. Take a look at this.
I was one of the first people to have the COVID-19 vaccine.
I helped out in a vaccine center. I was on Good Morning Britain helping tackle vaccine hesitancy.
I did not conceive of the possibility that a vaccine could cause any real harm at all. It wasn't even anywhere in my brain. Over a few months, conversations with various people started to make me think a little bit differently.
Somebody from a very prestigious British institution, cardiology department researcher, a whistleblower, if you like, contacted me to say that the researchers in this department had found inflammation from imaging studies around the coronary arteries. And they had a meeting, and these researchers at the moment have decided they're not going to publish their findings because they are concerned about losing research money from the drug industry. Knowing this information, which is very concerning, Stephen Gundry's paper in Circulation, and also anecdotal evidence. I mean, I have a lot of interaction with the cardiology community across the UK. And anecdotally, I've been getting told by colleagues that they are seeing younger and younger people coming in with heart attacks. We have 14,000 extra unexplained out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in this country alone. Israel data.
No one wants to talk about.
Israel data, 16 to 39-year-olds, they did a very rigorous analysis, 25% increase in heart attacks and out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in 16 to 39-year-olds, specifically associated with the vaccine, not associated with COVID.
I was under the impression the vaccine would prevent transmission. We obviously now know that's completely false. That isn't true. We don't even know if it was true at the beginning.
Okay, so Dr. Judy Mikovits, apparently I'm allergic to that video there. What are your thoughts on this this mRNA shot and what you just saw there?
Well, you know, we knew that. Because we appreciate messenger RNA and we appreciate that the reason why he didn't see it with SARS-CoV-2, he said COVID, because remember, we were all told the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2 causes COVID. The monkey virus, SARS-CoV-2, part HIV, part XMRV, and part SARS causes COVID, which it didn't meet the causative definition because everybody with COVID, any evidence of infection had to get sick. Okay, so he said, not COVID, but this mRNA vaccine. Why? We changed the mRNA. So the scientists made a synthetic message that didn't break down. And they put a pseudouridine in it, which is not uridine, which is our RNA. One of our base pairs in our RNA is uridine. That binds to cytidine. There's adenine and guanine, the purinergic modulators we love to talk about with ivermectin signaling. So the reason why not with COVID is because it was synthesized, manufactured, so it doesn't break down as God's immune system would have it break down. So the fun thing is, if we know the sequence, if we know how each of the shots, because he also talked in that interview about mixed vaccinations and things like that, what Dr. Malone's been talking about, because it's very hard to sort it out, because that mRNA vaccine, the synthetic lipid nanoparticle that Dr. Malone helped formulate, has the patents on, as we know, that synthetic virus doesn't break down at 99%. Either. That's what a virus containing mRNA that makes a spike protein, even if it's a synthetic lipid nanoparticle, is a synthetic virus. So it never was a vaccine, but it was intended to be. So all we need to do is look at that messenger RNA and break it down the way God had us break down SARS-CoV-2, and then healthy people can be healed even from the shot. And that's the direction we're going.
Now, I've got another video clip I want to share here. This is from the leading technologist, Aaron, at Google.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to make sure we're getting this idea. I help companies grow their business, but I'm very clear. I'm very good at growing companies, but I'm not good at doing the thing. Someone says, what's the thing? Let me give you an example. Like a dentist. Dentists say, Clay, I will pay you to grow my dental practice. They say, I got it. Mm-hmm. But I don't fix molars, bicuspids, incisors. I'm not a dentist. Like, okay, yeah, great. So, Roy, a good friend of mine, Roy says, could you help me grow my automotive repair shop? Yes, I can, but I don't fix mufflers. Right. Shaw Holmes says, could you grow Shaw Holmes? Yes, but I don't build houses.
Yep.
So it seems bizarre to me that the lead technologist at Google, Ray Kurzweil, mm-hmm. This is the lead technologist. He's the director of engineering at Google.
Yep.
He's now saying that mRNA is the best technology in the world. Now, this guy is the mentor of Yuval Noah Harari.
Mm.
He's considered to be like the Sultan of Silicon Valley. And on September 17th, he said this out loud. Listen to this, folks.
Well, we've already shown it. And the Moderna vaccine is actually the best of the vaccines we've had. And it literally took 2 days to create. And we'll get to the point where we can test it out also quickly.
Dr. Judy, what are your thoughts about this guy, the lead technologist of Google, all of a sudden interjecting himself into the medical field mm-hmm. and now saying that it's the best? I mean, mRNA is the best, he said, as of September 17th.
Well, he said it's the best vaccine. Because their goal, remember what – The goal of the globalists is to preserve favored races in the struggle for life. That is, take the most vulnerable, the blacks, the IV drug users, the poor, and let's just make sure we can test it out. It takes only 2 days to create one that can destroy a given race or population or culture, whether it be Jewish or black, because we understand the genetic susceptibilities of the mRNA. Yeah. So it's great because it takes only 2 days to change those codons and take normal influenza A and change it into pandemic, the influenza A that caused the 1918 flu. And we know what those codons are because those are the experimentation that's been
codons.
Done.
You're saying codons?
Base pairs.
Yeah. What's a codon?
It's that builds the code. Every base pair in the RNA is the code. So the code is who do we want to kill? So every base pair that you change, every nucleotide in the DNA or nucleoside in the RNA. So yeah, it only takes 2 days to synthesize that machine. We can make it. We can throw it in a synthetic lipid nanoparticle that goes in every cell of the body, that goes in the sperm, that goes in the egg, that goes everywhere in the body. And we've got this. And then we can light it up with luciferase. We know exactly how to do it. We experimented on the population. We killed who we wanted to kill. You know, this is what I've been saying at your shows for a year. It's premeditated murder of the people you injured, gave them vaccine AIDS.
Aaron, I'm going to play this next clip here. And what I'm going to do is, and I'm not attacking you, okay? You're one of, Oklahoma's most successful home builders. You run one of Oklahoma's largest home building companies. And you're kind of like the man on the street, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play this to you as an entrepreneur. You did go to Bible college. You're a sharp guy. I'm going to play this. I want to get your take, and then we'll go to Dr. Judy. This is Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Who again? He's coming from the technology space going, hey, mRNA, let me tell you why it's great. Listen to this. Elon Musk.
It's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around the synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I think with enough with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You could turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence. So.
Aaron?
Well, here's my thought on that. Yeah. It's like, I kind of put it in the same category as nuclear power.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, what an incredible discovery nuclear power is. Except if it goes bad. And then we get Hiroshima or Nagasaki. And it's like he's sitting here going, it's amazing you can do with this mRNA. You
turn into a butterfly.
You know how he is with his Neuralink and the different things that he's been working on. He's like, oh, you'll be able to take care of somebody who's a paralytic. You'll be able to use this, Neuralink and core out part of your skull and attach these wires to your brain and, things that sound like they're great in the right hands are great things. But the problem is you have this thing called fallen man who sometimes doesn't always have the purest, ideas and the purest, intentions for what they've got a hold of. And what the more powerful that thing is, like nuclear power, the more scary it becomes when it's put in the wrong hands. You put a hammer in the hand of a builder and he's going to build. You put it in the hand of a killer and he's going to kill. So it's just that's kind of how I take his statement.
And hey, with all due respect, I want to throw it out here. You are a prominent conspiracy theorist, and so we have to toss out what you just said. I'm just kidding. Okay, so Dr. Judy, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's a great analogy. And see, the one thing that in the hands of the wrong thing, any technology, no, he lied to us there a little like Satan. Did he really say that? Did God really say don't eat of that tea? Is that what he really said? So they just twist those worlds a little bit. And what did he say? He could manipulate the sequence to make us a butterfly. But that's absolutely not true, because we're not a sequence. We're a chromosome. And God's wrapped all our DNA tight on our chromosomes, all 46 in every cell, and they're protected from hackers like him. They can't get in there without their needle, without their genetically modified organisms. Without the fang, there is no snake venom. It doesn't poison us. It can be all over the world. We can walk on the snake pee all we want on the sand. We can do anything as long as you don't inject or ingest it. And this is what the book of Daniel, God, you know, humans, we're the best and the brightest, and we won't eat your food. We won't ingest it, and we won't inject genetically modified. That's how we win. Trust God and nobody else, and there's nothing they can do. The potential is all God's. He's God. He's all knowing. But all we have to do is trust that and not let them turn us into these things we've been the last few years.
Now, Ray Kurzweil, again, this is a brand new interview. I mean, he's hopping on interviews, Ray Kurzweil, and this is hot stuff. This is Yuval Noah Harari's mentor. He's the top guy at Google here. Listen to this guy. Back it up. Here we go.
What's exciting, what's terrifying about nanobots?
What's exciting is that that's a way to communicate with our neocortex, because it's each neocortex is pretty small, and you need a small entity that can actually get in there and establish a communication channel. And that's going to really be necessary to connect our brains to AI within ourselves, because otherwise it would be hard for us to compete with it.
Dr. Judy, what are your thoughts? This guy wants to connect your neocortex to computers.
Don't stick any Q-tips up your nose or break the blood-brain barrier. Let anybody into the meninges of your brain. We were given a skull to protect that wonderful lump of fat that signals. Mm-hmm. We've been given everything we need. They've got to get them under our skin, and we won't let them.
Now, this guy, Michael Levin, this is October 1st on the same, for anybody out there that doesn't know this, if you go to YouTube right now, okay, you go to YouTube, all right, we're going to type in Michael Levin on YouTube, everybody, pull up with me here. This is the channel you're going to see right here. This channel is by Lex Fridman. He'll interview Elon Musk, and he'll interview Joe Rogan, and he'll interview, he'll have Ray Kurzweil on there, you know. And so he interviews this guy, Michael Levin. I made myself watch this 3-hour interview. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the best of the worst. Watch this guy. He's from Tufts University. He's a biologist. And Tufts University is super connected to the World Economic Forum. If you look it up, folks, you'll see it. Here we go.
Some of our latest work with these xenobots, right? So what we've done is to take some skin cells off of an early frog embryo and basically ask about their plasticity. If we give you a chance to sort of reboot your multicellularity in a different context, what would you do? Because what you might assume by the thing about embryogenesis is that it's super reliable, right? It's very robust. And that really obscures some of its most interesting features. We get used to it. We get used to the fact that acorns make oak trees and frog eggs make frogs. And we say, well, what else is it going to make? That's what it makes. That's a standard story. But the reality is, and so you look at these skin cells and you say, well, what do they know how to do? Well, they know how to be a passive, boring, two-dimensional outer layer, keeping the bacteria from getting into the embryo. That's what they know how to do. Well, it turns out that if you take these skin cells and you remove the rest of the embryo, so you remove all of the rest of the cells, and you say, well, you're by yourself now, what do you want to do? So what they do is they form this little this motile little creature that runs around the dish. They have all kinds of incredible capacities. They navigate through mazes. They have various behaviors that they do both independently and together. They implement von Neumann's dream of self-replication, because if you sprinkle a bunch of loose cells into the dish, what they do is they run around, they collect those cells into little piles. They sort of mush them together until those little piles become the next generation of xenobots. So you've got this machine that builds copies of itself from loose material in its environment. None of this are things that you would have expected from the frog genome. In fact, there's
self-replicating robots. Robots that can reproduce, create copies of themselves, make babies like humans do. Robots. The second story was about a tech firm which is offering money to people to have their faces imprinted on robots to create what they call robots with human faces.
What?
I don't want to jump to conclusions or question the intention of the scientists involved. But it's hard to not ask this question. Have these people never read science fiction? They're creating robots that can multiply and machines that will look like us. What could possibly go wrong?
Dr. Mikovits, would love your thoughts on this research about, again, these are new words for me, embryogenesis and nanobots. What are your thoughts on this? Xenobots.
Yeah, that's foreign. Foreign is xeno and bot is a bot. Nano is a tiny little bot. 10 to the minus 9. Here, is that a good definition? But what he said, embryogenesis is start an embryo from a group of cells. He said loose material self-assembling. Well, you can lay all the dust. Remember where we came from, dust to dust. And God breathed life into us. All that loose material floats around all day and it never creates a butterfly or a human. So it's the same thing. You know, God formed us from the dust, breathed life into us. We have that soul. We have that free will. And we can laugh about how silly they are that they think they can play God. But simply look at in vitro fertilization. What can they do? They can create that little 64 cells in a little shell in the test tube, but then they have to implant it in a female uterus that is prepared by hormones according to God. They cannot make a human in a test tube despite everything else. They still need a woman. They still need God. And we are not loose molecules floating around in our cells. We're all protected every 46 chromosome, hundreds of miles of DNA wound up, you know, right there. The code can only be read by God, the architect of humans.
Now, final clip I want to share with you here. Again, these clips, I feel like I live in an alternative universe where I'm looking up clips all day, every day that I don't want to know about, but I need to know about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this is a little clip I put together here. This features Jennifer Doudna. Now, Jennifer Doudna is known as sort of the leading mind behind CRISPR gene editing.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays? For Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Roux Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Who'd have thunk it, right? Yep, some power play over humanity. I know my creator is not happy about it.
Getting technology, here we go.
So this story really starts with DNA. You probably know that DNA is the code of life that gives cells the ability to function, gives organisms the ability to develop. Imagine that we had a tool whereby we could actually fix individual mutations in DNA, much like you would do with a word processor to cut and paste and edit text. What if we had a text editor for DNA in cells? And it turns out that now we do. We were able to engineer this as a two-component system, a single protein and a single RNA, that provides scientists with the ability to program this enzyme as a molecular scalpel to cut double-stranded DNA at sites that are directed by this piece of RNA.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine in fact reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point.
Okay. So, a lot there. Love to get your thoughts on CRISPR. And it sounds like Dr. Robert Malone is trying to blow the whistle about how this mRNA technology can be used. I loved your analogy, by the way, about the nuclear energy.
Yeah.
I think that's very, very accurate. Yeah. Dr. Mikovits, what are your thoughts on that last clip there?
Well, it's again the same. CRISPR technology, you know, has been in organisms, in bacteria, in enzymes. We have enzymes. We have RNases that degrade RNA-DNA hybrid. Remember I told you a few weeks ago, 97% of our mRNA is never translated into protein. It is regulatory on-off switches of genes. We're protected. So we have a reverse transcriptase in our genome. It's called polymerase theta. We have a 8% of our genome is human endogenous retroviruses. That means they have reverse transcriptase, can write backwards into RNA, into DNA. And then there's a little gene in a retrovirus called integrase. Oh, it cuts open the DNA at certain places and it inserts itself there. So that's a CRISPR that they made in the lab. We don't care. Our God gave it to us so that we and our own human cells use those enzymes. So we've always known the mRNA could be reverse transcribed, put itself in a dividing cell. That's why the liver, the hematopoietic, the blood stem cell is in the liver. The hematopoietic means blood, hema, blood stem cell. And that's what they simply can't manipulate. Yes, we have all of these things. They think it's a big deal that they made it in the lab, but they still, we've known about CRISPR for 30 years and they can't do what they want to do. So they're telling you they can do what they want to do. We sounded the alarms. We've told you from the beginning, absolutely, mRNA can be reverse transcribed into DNA, inserted into your genome. We told you that every single animal study told you what was going to happen. These aren't the first mRNA vaccines. We've put monkey mRNA, cow mRNA, bird mRNA, the mRNA of other humans in every single viral vaccine and in every single product that we put aborted fetal tissue, RNA, DNA, and God's given us all of these mechanisms. RNase-L is only one. I think we number them all the way through the alphabet. We have editing functions given by God that say, nope, that's the wrong base pair. Take it out of there and put it in. That's what BRCA1 is, the breast cancer gene. When you lack that, you can't go repair your DNA. We know these mechanisms. We've learned them with the gift of the technology, and in good hands, we can fix all of this. And this is what I'm excited about, because Dr. McCullough and Malone right there said, oops, we didn't think it could happen. Well, we thought it could happen. We just, they're, we're censored. It's no one's fault. So our work was retracted and we were silenced. But at the end of the day, we can fix it all.
Now, Aaron, as we wrap up today's show, I wanted to share with people a very special announcement. Are you very excited about the special time? Okay, now this is what we're going to do. Let me get my special music ready. We got to get the special music ready for the special moment. You know, it's Christmas is practically around the corner.
It is right there.
And I'm telling you, folks, what happens is a lot of people say, they always tell me, Clay, how can I support
the movement?
Well, step one, you got to get Maliki Waka. You know, little Bing Crosby pulled up.
Mele Kaliki Waka.
Say it again, Norm.
Mele Kaliki Waka.
Say it again. Come on. Say it.
I like listening to your version.
Come on. Pass the point, Mahalo. Say it.
Kaliki Waka.
Okay, so you get that queued up. Yeah. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and pull up a website. Let me tell you this website. This is a beautiful website.
From the left.
Let me pull it up.
Where palm trees sway.
Let me pull this up, folks. Here we go.
Here we know the
here we go.
Will be green.
Okay, we're going to get here. Now, if anybody goes here to the shop right now, this is how it works, okay?
Yep.
If you buy anything right now, okay, you got to buy anything. And you just text me a proof of purchase to this number.
Christmas to you.
Okay, we just text the number. So you got, this is my phone number.
Yep.
So step one, you got to go buy something here from Dr. Judy's website. Anything. Yep. I don't care how much you spend or how little you spend. And you text me proof of purchase to 918-851-0102.
Yep.
Today.
That is your cell
phone. I'm going to give away a backstage pass where you can come meet Eric Trump.
Oh.
Mike Lindell.
All right.
Jason Flynn. Mike. You're going to see all these people. Dr. Tenpenny. Jim Brewer.
Aaron Antis.
Oh, come on now. Pastor Leon Benjamin, Dr. Stella Emanuel. Now, we got to do this. You got to go up here. Now, again, this is a 24-hour flash special.
Okay.
It's a flash special. Dr. Jim didn't know about it. You didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it.
But we're doing it now. You got to go right now.
Right now.
To the website, The Real Dr. Judy. Now, Dr. Judy, people are saying, well, what kind of things should I buy for the book buyers out there, Dr. Judy? What's a good book for everybody out there?
Oh, well, all of our books are on the website, The Ending Plague, Plague of Corruption, The Real Anthony Fauci.com by Robert F. Kennedy, The Glyphosate, The Toxic Legacy of Glyphosate by Stephanie Seneff. Every book on our site is a great one to buy. Plandemic, Technocracy, Learn About the Rising Trojan Horse of These Global Elites. Everything's there. We'll stop the censorship. That's a perfect Christmas gift.
I'll say this to the bonus gift, okay? Yep. There's more. There's more. Now, if you some people would say, what are you going to give me? You're going to give me a free Shaw home? I can't do that. Okay. What I am going to do is if you buy two items, you have a chance to win two backstage passes.
All right.
To the Reawaken America Tour. Woo. And let me just pull up a little footage so people can know what you're signing up for. We're going to have thousands of great patriots in the place. We've got baptisms, we've got a meet and greet event. You're gonna love this, folks. It's gonna be one of the highlights of your life. You're gonna come to this, you're gonna go, I can't believe it. I met Dr. Mikeovitz, I met Eric Trump, I met my Mike Lindell, I met my favorites. Okay, so here we go. This is kind of a behind the scenes look of what it looks like. And then we'll let Dr. Mikeovitz go, but I want to pull this up here. Again, this is recap. This is Idaho. Okay, just a little look here, folks.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see, first off, you're going to see thousands of entrepreneurs there, business owners, people who are employed, self-employed employees, people that come from all different walks of life, black, brown, white, people from East Coast, Left Coast. They're all going to be there. You got praise and worship going on. You're going to see Sean Foyt. He'll be there.
Yeah, he will.
You got Dr. Mark Sherwood. He'll be there. There's General Flynn. You got Amanda Graystell, Emmanuel. There's Dave Scarlett. Okay.
Robert Kiyosaki will be at
Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Hornet, General Flynn, he's pointing at us. There he is. Eric Trump will be there. But you got to buy something on the real Dr. G. There's Mike Flynn right there. Mike Lindell. Titus and Isaac, Smith Brothers, yeah. So many great patriots all in one place. Now, again, recap, because I'm a bad communicator. Eric.
Yeah.
Step one, if I want to win a backstage pass, what do I have to do?
You got to buy something from the real drjudy.com,
okay.
realdrjudy.com.
Okay.
If you buy two things, then you have twice the opportunity you're going to be able to get two backstage passes eventually. And then you have to text proof of your purchase to 918-851-0102. That's your cell phone number.
That's my cell phone number.
And that could get you a backstage pass. And I'll tell you, because I'm the person who handles the people coming for the backstage pass, it's amazing how gracious and how nice all of our speakers are.
Oh, yeah.
Who come backstage, they take pictures with them, they chat with them. It's really a neat experience.
I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be a blasty blast. Dr. Judy, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully everybody's just filled up their stocking with wonderful Christmas gifts, courtesy of TheRealDrJudy.com. Thank you, ma'am, for being here. I'll give you the final word.
Well, thank you for that great Christmas gift to me, and I can't wait to see you in Pennsylvania.
All right. Take care, Chief. Have a great rest of your day.
See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, this just...
Okay. I can only go so far with that. You know. Yep, I can only go so far with that. Just because... I'm not a big religious kind of person, so. All right.
If you look in Ballantine's Law Dictionary, a human being is a monster. Let's take a look at what monster says. A monster is a human being by birth, but in some part resembling a lower animal. A monster hath no inherent blood, and cannot be the heir to any land, albeit it be brought forth in marriage. I'm going to show you guys some things that's going to get the wheels turning for you. These entities or institutions or systems are the primary method or modality by which your sweat equity is extracted out of you on a consistent basis. Money is always flowing up. It's being extracted out of your bodies, out of your sweat equity, out of your labor. So the whole thing is based about one thing, commerce.
I think people got it. Why did it just do that?
If you look in Ballantine's Law Dictionary, a human being is a monster. Huh. Let's take a look at what monster says. A monster is a human being. Gangsters or whatever you want to call them, have collectively, through thousands of years, have set up a situation where they can manipulate people to superimpose a legal system that is not based entirely on law, it's based on commerce. And as we'll get into it, I'll explain that we are not operating in a common law system anymore. Although the common law is still here and we need to understand how to access it and how to use it to our advantage. But most people, unfortunately, are so ignorant of what the law is or what the codes are or what the statutes actually say and how they particularly apply to them. They just are used to functioning in a consensus reality that, oh, well, you know, at 18 or 16, everyone gets a driver's license. And, you know, when I work, everyone fills out a 1040 IRS tax form, or because he said, or because your parents said, or because your parents were particularly indoctrinated in a system where everyone is functioning perpetually in this let's pretend game. The whole system is set up about one thing, money, because the banks, through their politicians and legislational system, they set up a body of laws to further extract money, or set up a system that money is always flowing up. It's being extracted out of your bodies, out of your sweat equity, out of your labor. So the whole thing is based about one thing, commerce. And this, the system that we operate, if you understand Admiralty, it's a very esoteric system, because the banking has been operating longer than 6,000 years, probably longer than recorded history, longer than the Code of Hammurabi, etc. But the mother is a vessel, or all of us are vessels, because our bodies are a warehouse, and you live within the confines of your skin if you take the concept that you're a spiritual being. Okay, so it's an energy vessel. So the mother is a vessel delivering a product, swimming down the rivers of the birth canal, and you know, it's delivered to the dock or the dock door. And what is it? It's delivery of a human resource, because that's all we're considered. And we're talking about money. You're a human resource. So what is money? It's energy. That's all it is. The system is set up that it's the control and flow of energy from generally the bottom up, the basis of the foundation of the people, up into the hands of the bankers that further perpetuate and dictate more laws to further extract money. And we'll demonstrate this in just a moment. So a battery is pretty much what we're considered. If anyone has seen the Matrix, you know, our bodies are our vessel. It's where we store the energy. We eat food. Its energy is transmuted from the sun. It goes up the food chain if you study biology. And it's, you know, the energy is stored in our fat cells. Well, take a look at this. A nursery, in essence, if we're talking to the world of Admiralty and the ship pulling into the dock and getting the port, coming into port, and we're getting all this paperwork, and it's all about money. The nursery is an energy farm or a monetary farm. It's a production house, kind of like the Matrix, you know. So we're going to go into some definitions from the law dictionary, what these terms mean. And I'm not making any of this up. If you look in Ballantine's Law Dictionary, a human being is a monster. So that's what, you know, when you walk into court, this is how they're looking at you. Let's take a look at what monster says. A monster is a human being by birth, but in some part resembling a lower animal. A monster hath no inherent blood and cannot be the heir to any land, albeit it be brought forth in marriage. Okay, so what are we talking about here? Are we talking about a human being, which is in the law of Admiralty or the law of banking? We're talking about a let's pretend game. This guy, it's on a piece of paper only. That's the certificate of live birth. That's the B stroke six. That's the let's pretend game. The construct that is law has two kinds of people. You know, in fact, the spiritual being isn't it. You won't find a spiritual being in a law dictionary, but you'll find the definition of a person. But peculiar enough, the definition of a person, they try to get you caught up with a natural person. But how do you define a word with its own word? Isn't that, that's a peculiarity in itself. So person includes a natural person, a firm, a co-partnership, or an association, or a limited liability company or corporation. The entire essence of the let's pretend game is to get you to be one of these things, a corporation functioning in a state of fascism, in a limited liability world, a let's pretend game, where no one takes responsibility for their actions. So we get into the construct of what the physical world versus the legal world is. You have the world of land, which they try to superimpose this matrix body over, of the world of Admiralty. In the Constitution, which is predicated upon common law, we deal in the world of gold and silver. What happened to that, guys? You know, now we're dealing with Federal Reserve notes, which a note, by definition, is evidence of a debt. And anyone heard of national debt? Or how about income tax? You know, all income tax does is go to pay national debt. It doesn't pay the streets. It goes to pay the national debt, but the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve came into act in 1913. And that's a whole story in itself. And the taxes that are generated as a result of using Federal Reserve notes, who collects that? The IRS. When were they started? The same year as the Federal Reserve, 1913. But guess where the IRS is based out of, guys? Puerto Rico. It's not even an agency of the United States government. You know, that's a whole story in itself. So all money in society nowadays is generated a result of your potential and what you put into the system. Because Federal Reserve notes, they have no value whatsoever. They're backed entirely on the full faith and credit of the U.S. population. So without you backing these things up, they have no value at all. So in order for you to use this money in society, you have to get up and work every day and put something into the system. And what you reap, you'll sow. The system cannot perpetuate itself without you. So what is the vehicle that is the courthouse? These entities or institutions or systems are the primary method or modality, or one of the primary methods or modalities by which your sweat equity is extracted out of you on a consistent basis. Traffic tickets and parking tickets are the number one generators of indirect taxation or revenue in the state of California. Period. If you look at the numbers, you will be appalled. So check this out. You have a courthouse, Masonic Lodge. Looks kind of similar, right? Courthouse, Masonic Lodge. You have a courthouse, and you have a Masonic Lodge. Okay, you have a judge, and you have his gavel, right? What is this? A Masonic gavel. So what I'm trying to say, and I'm not going to get into a big Masonic presentation here, I'm just setting you up or to inspire you all to do a little investigation as to what the system that we're operating under today is founded upon. Who were the founders? Who were the founding fathers really? Were they a great bunch of guys, as we were told in our history classes? Or was there a greater plan? Was there a grand dynamic, the great work? What were they aiming to achieve? And if you do a little investigation, you'll find out that it's about one thing, business. But where does all the money go? Marvin Breyer, and that's a man that found out. Marvin Breyer is an ex, I don't want to say Bank of America employee, but he worked for one of their subsidiaries, and he's a COBOL programmer. And he's the guy that designed the foundational computer systems, or the code that transfers all money and et cetera, and balances the books at the end of each day. So what Marvin did is he did a little homework. He tracked the money that was being raised from the court, and where all the funds and all the money that he was paying into the court system for fines or just court docket filings, all going into slush funds, guys, without exception. If you track the funds that are paid to the court, the funds are going into different accounts as opposed to where they're mandated by legislature. Instead, they go into private accounts associated with the judges' association. However, it's really interesting about what the judges' associations are. And you can look at any court system in America. Namely, we like to particularly look at Los Angeles because a lot of us originally from there, done a lot of investigation over there. But the judges' association, if you talk to them, try to find out who they are. They're allegedly a tax-exempt organization. However, they're not registered at all with the IRS. Period. They fall under a 508 category. The IRS turns a complete blind eye to the fact that they haven't properly registered, but they're amassing tons of these funds. Okay? So, but you'll find out why. You go to tax court, or you go to court based on willful failure to file, or you're not paying your fair share, etc. Why you bring in proper legal arguments or issues as a matter of law, and they throw you into the wood chipper. Why? Because they're all working in harmony together, in concert. Okay, so The Judges Association, what do these guys do? They raise bonds. They create debt without taxpayer approval. So the money that is paid to the Judges Association is used to pay off anonymous bonds. Okay? The anonymous bonds are issued through Merrill Lynch and other associations. And we have paperwork that demonstrates this. Marvin got a judge thrown in jail and some prosecuting attorneys, and there's more on the way. Because, you know, you ever heard of judicial immunity? You don't sue the judge, you sue his association. Or you find the evidence of the wrongdoing through Public Records Act request, or you trace the money on the check. And then you present the data to the grand jury, and they got investigated. And then they got a problem. So as a result, Credit Suisse and Bank of America are the primary underwriters on those bonds. And a company by the name of DTC, Department of Trust Corporation, controls the bonds. But guess what? DTC is ran by the Federal Reserve board members. If you take a look at who's on the payroll, it's all a complex matrix. And how do they want you to pay? You're not using gold or silver to pay at the courts. I tried to pay them. They don't take the stuff. I've tried to use all kinds of stuff at the courts, guys. But they want that Federal Reserve note product, a private product that's, you know, set up under a sham situation, 1913, set up the same time as the IRS, 1913.
In this video.
Sorry, but I'm not playing that the video. Yeah, we just our batteries for the uglies. The uglies. The ones who flippin' own us, supposedly. Because we are monsters to the system. Because we are human beings. What else could literally... Oh, gosh. Just... Give us a dime, and we'll spend 15 cents is what they do. So then we owe them, right?
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
We now return to Revolution Radio's very own feral hippie, Mona Radler.
Welcome back. We are here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Today is the 14th day of October 2022. We are listener supported, so please do us that favor. Hook us up, count us in, that we can still be here for the future. That's right. Nope, you won't work. So let's go here. Nope, this one here. Where was I already going on one? Nope, that's for later. Okay.
Welcome back to the Grease Monkey Videos channel. I wanted to go live with you on this. I have not watched this yet. I saw it pop up on my screen as a breaking news story, and I wanted to share it with you guys, so we can kind of react to it together. A lot of people see this as, and maybe you're one of them, but a lot of people see this as projection onto a whole group of people who want to use the internet to express their opinion about certain events or about anything, really. A lot of people say that this sets a dangerous precedent. If it's true that they assessed Alex Jones nearly $1 billion, not a million, not a thousand, not 10 million, $1 billion in damages. If that's true, they're not just gunning for Alex Jones. They're trying to lay down the framework and foundation of a precedent on what you can and can't say online, according to some people. This is okay. You judge what you think about this. We're going to watch this together. 134 people in the room. Thank you for joining. This is short notice. This is breaking news. Just came out about 39 minutes ago. So let's watch this. I'll try not. Well, I'm going to be interrupting. This was taped earlier. This is from the Law and Crime Channel. I will be interrupting.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please listen to your verdict as it is read. Verdict. We, the jury, have reached our verdict as to damages in this case. We award damages to each plaintiff and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, LLC, as follows. Roman number one, compensatory damages. Instructions. Fill in both numbers for each plaintiff, then go to section two. Please enter your damages assessments for each plaintiff on the lines below.
We're going to try to add this up.
To plaintiff Robbie Parker, A, defamation / slander damages, past and future, $60 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $60 million. Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Robert Parker and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, at line A and line B, total $120
million. $120 million to Robbie Parker. Just in case that wasn't clear, can you guys hear the video feed okay? I got the volume all the way up, but they don't have this guy mic'd up, so it sounds like he's speaking across the room here. But that was assessing the damages to, this is just to Robbie Parker, $120 million.
Plaintiff David Wheeler, A, defamation / slander damages, past and future, $25 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $30 million. Total, fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff David Wheeler and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, at line A and line B, $55 million, initialed by juror number one. To plaintiff Francine Wheeler.
I think I saw somebody do this right here. I think I saw somebody do that. Who was that?
A, defamation / slander damages, past and future, $24 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $30 million. Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Francine Wheeler and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, at line A and line B, total $54 million, initialed by juror number one. To plaintiff Jacqueline Barton, A, defamation / slander damages, past and future, $10 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $18,800,000. Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Jacqueline Barton and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems at line A and line B, $28,800,000, initialed by juror number one.
Notice what they're saying at the end of every one of these. Fair and reasonable damages. Fair and reasonable.
To plaintiff Mark Barton. A, defamation / slander damages, past and future, $25 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $32,600,000. Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Mark Barton and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, at line A and line B, $57,600,000, initialed by juror number one. To plaintiff Nicole Hockley, A, defamation / slander damages, past and future, $32 million.
I don't get it, because Alex Jones is the one who got basically the censorship taken over on him. And I don't understand why these people actually are getting supposedly some kind of damages when he probably just didn't. I mean, I don't know. I guess I better watch the rest of this video, but this just doesn't make any sense to me. It's like a millennial who can't handle she or her or miss. Just crazy.
B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $41,600,000.
Where do they come up with these numbers?
Damages for plaintiffs Nicole Hockley and against Alec Jones and Free Speech Systems at Line A and Line B, $73,600,000. Initial by juror number one.
I don't get this.
To plaintiff Ian Hockley, A, defamation slash slander damages, past and future, $38 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $43,600,000. Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Ian Hockley and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems at line A and line B, $81,600,000, initialed by juror number one. To plaintiff Jennifer Hensel, A, defamation slash slander damages, past and future, $21 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $31 million.
Wow.
Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Jennifer Hensel and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems at line A and line B, $52 million. Initials by juror number one.
This seems like it's the court saying, so you thought you would use the internet to express your opinions on certain events that mainstream media said transpired and how they said it transpired. So you thought you would express your opinion, did you? Alex Jones.
To plaintiff Donna Soto, A, defamation slash slander damages, past and future, $18 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $30 million. Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Donna Soto and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems at line A and line B, $48 million, initialed by juror number one. To plaintiff Carly Soto Parisi, A, defamation slash slander damages, past and future, $30 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $36 million. Total, fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Carly Soto Parisi and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, as line A and line B, $66 million, initialed by juror number one. To plaintiff Carlos Matthew Soto, A, defamation slash slander.
I'd like to see Alex Jones' face.
$18,600,000. B, emotional distress damages, past and future, $39 million. Total fair, just, and reasonable.
Yeah, Dixie in the room makes a good point. AJ caused me emotional damage too, man. What the hell? You know what else causes me emotional damage? The IRS causes me emotional damage every single year. Every year. Do you guys concur? Put a one in the room if the IRS causes you emotional damage. Not making fun of any of the parents here. Not at all. But I'm just saying, how far will you take this? How far does this go? Where does it stop? Does it stop? Who will this extend out to? How will it be expanded?
Damages to plaintiff Carlos Matthew Soto and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems at line A and line B, $57,600,000, initialed by juror number one.
So far, we're up to about $650 million.
Marino, A, defamation slash slander damages, past and future, $30 million. B, emotional distress damages, past and
future,
$38,800,000. Total, fair, just, and reasonable damages, you claim to the Jillian.
How many people in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria or any number of nations that the U.S. military-industrial complex has bombed, has suffered more than emotional damages? They've literally lost everything. Everything. Why is AJ taking the fall here? What's going on here? What is really going on? Anybody know what's really going on here?
Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, ad line A and line B, $68,800,000, initialed by juror number one. To plaintiff William Aldenberg, defamation slash slander damages.
Yeah, Moonbag says, what a clown world. Indeed it is.
Damages, past and future, $45 million. B, emotional distress damage.
Yeah, Einstein says 1A, gone. 1A, gone. Where's that protection?
But we live in the land of the free, home of the brave. We got the U.S. Constitution as Kevlar. Nothing can touch us. We got the First Amendment. We got the five tenets of the First Amendment. Religion, assembly, petition, press, speech. We're protected by all that stuff.
Wait a second. Speech. Oh, wait a second. Speech wasn't so protected today, was it? It's only protected when the powers that shouldn't be agree with what you're saying. Now, if they disagree with what you're saying, or if people said that they got upset about it, well, we're going to take you down.
I just passed in future $45 million. Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff William Aldenberg and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, headline A and line B, $90 million.
And there's the irony, Free Speech Systems. Free Speech Systems.
Erica Lafferty, A, defamation slash slander damages passed in future, $18 million. B, emotional distress damages passed in future, $58 million. Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Erica Lafferty against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, headline A and line B, $76 million, initialed by juror number one. To plaintiff William Sherlach, A, defamation slash slander damages past and future, $9 million. B, emotional distress damages past and future, $27 million. Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff William Sherlach and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, headline A and line B, $36 million, initialed by juror number one.
I wonder how one of them got $120 million and this guy got like, you know, what do you say, less than $40 million or something? Where's the dividing line there? Where's the justice?
Two, award of attorney's fees and costs. Instructions, check yes or no. If you check yes, the judge will determine the amount due to the plaintiff for reasonable attorney's fees and costs, and will then award the plaintiff that amount at a later date. If you check no, the judge will award $1 to the plaintiffs for their attorney's fees and costs. We, the jury, find that the standard charge for the assessment of attorney's fees and costs have been met. Yes, it's checked. Reasonable attorney's fees and costs to be awarded by the judge at a later date. Initialed by juror number one. And the last page is the four-person juror number one signature in the date of 10-12-2022, also initialed by juror number one.
The verdict may be accepted and recorded.
Okay, so it amounted to almost $1 billion in damages that Alex Jones has to pay the SH plaintiffs. It's like $965 million, close to $1 billion. And it looks like there's a live stream feed outside the courthouse. Let's see what's going on here. Looks like that was already recorded. Let's see what they say. Got some smiling lawyers, of course. Got some beefed up law firms now. Come on, guys, gather around. Gather around, the news is here, the cameras are rolling, the mics are hot. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Good afternoon. Today, a jury representing our community and our nation rendered a historic verdict. A verdict against Alex Jones's lies and their poisonous spread, and a verdict for truth and for our common humanity. For over a month in this courthouse, this jury bore witness to Alex Jones' 10-year attack on the family standing behind me. An attack that made him very rich. An attack that exploited the fears and resentments of his audience. An attack that targeted these families with the lie.
Yeah, don't you like how they came out right out of the gate? The lawyers started speaking for everybody in the community. I wonder what percentage of the community they actually speak for.
were frauds, that they faked the deaths of their loved ones, including...
Yeah, I get it. I get it, Brokefish. He says that only if a higher court rules in support of this ruling. And, of course, Alex Jones and his lawyers are going to be appealing this all the way to the high court. But since it's such a publicized event and mainstream media is all over this, and lessons have to be made and lessons have to be learned by the rest of us, what do you think the judgment of the high court is going to be?
Their 6 and 7 year old children.
Even though it's stacked with Republicans, what do you think the decision of the high court is going to be? In sympathy to, you know, the event.
Who Alex Jones claimed never existed at all. And all for Alex Jones's personal profit. And so after years of fear, threats, harassment, after realizing that Alex Jones's cruelty and greed knew no bounds, they decided to take a stand. Take a stand for themselves. Take a stand to affirm that the lives of their loved ones, their children, were real, beautiful, meaningful, not to be used as cheap props to be torn apart by Alex Jones for profit. So they sought refuge and justice from this jury. And in doing so, their courage has inspired us.
Let's hear.
And they've done a great service for this country, proudly, today. So I'd like to turn it over to my friend, Robbie Parker.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, I don't want to, you know, the whole thing is very sad. The whole thing. I'll just put it that way. The whole thing is very, very sad.
I couldn't be more proud to stand here and with all of these people, and I really miss my wife and daughters right now. They can't be here with me, but our lawyers helped give me the strength to fight.
Hey, Mods, I need you to be really careful what you say, because I gave you a wrench, so I'll be held personally responsible for what you put in the chat room. So delete any. We already know what we think. We already know what we think about this. We know this. We know. But if you're a mod, you got to be super careful on what you put in the chat room. Let me just say that. So, and I'm not a censorship. I'm not the censorship police. I just want you to consider very carefully what you mods are putting in the chat room, and maybe look at what you just said and maybe consider deleting that message. And you know what I mean? We know what's going on. I think most of us know what's going on here. So let's take a strong look at this. And you assess it in your own heart what you think. I'm not going to tell you what to think. It doesn't even matter what I think. Just be careful what you say if you're my mod.
Finally find my voice and to fight and to stand up to what had been happening to me for so long. And for how I let my voice be taken away from me and my power be taken away from me. At the expense of my daughter. And at the expense of my family. So I have to thank them for helping me get the strength, and the families that I've been associated with for 10 years through this tragedy are the most beautiful people you'll ever encounter, and their children and their moms and their wives are the most beautiful people you could ever get to know. All I can really say is that I'm just proud that what we were able to accomplish was just to simply tell the truth, and it shouldn't be this hard. And it shouldn't be this scary. I shouldn't have to worry about what my daughters are going to go through when I tell them that it's best if they just tell the truth. Because that's all we did. Every day in that courtroom, we got up on the stand and we told the truth. Everybody that took the stand told the truth except for one. the one who proclaims that that's what he does. But while the truth was being said in the courtroom, he was standing right here lying.
Now let me ask you a question so we can be fair. Has Alex Jones lied? Yes. We've done videos exposing Alex Jones. We know what he's lied about. We know what it's all about. Some of us see kind of an inkling of the big picture, although, you know, we were going back and forth on Twitter today about the geopolitical atmosphere and how charged it is and how propagandized it is and how many deceptions are laid down and how even the highest officials, the highest echelon in all this stuff that's going on, specifically in Ukraine and Russia, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Iran, and all over the globe. We see a sliver of what we think is going on in geopolitics. And even if the higher echelon officials and authorities, even they, it's so compartmentalized, even some of them aren't clued in to what the big picture is. Now, we've listened to the WEF and the UN and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergs, and we've seen what they've said that their plan is for humanity, this great reset, fourth industrial revolution, you'll own nothing and be happy, easy. Bugs, you will eat the bugs, eliminate the cows because they're farting too much, and you know the methane is mucking things up and ruining the planet. So we see on the geopolitical landscape that there's so many deceptions being laid down, but we also see events being sprinkled around, not just in the United States, but all over the world, in order to bring about a certain, you know, the fruition of a certain agenda. We see it. And so when you question it, getting back to Alex Jones being a liar and being disingenuous and, you know, over exaggerating things or saying things that are just outright not true. But what do lawyers do? Don't lawyers do the same thing? How about judges? What do judges do? What do politicians do? What are politicians known for? And yet people by the tens of millions, hundreds of millions go out and vote for these politicians, these political parasitic psychopaths to do what they've done. So there's truth and lies in every arena, and we have to ferret it out. Truth is like gold. It's not something that's just going to be laying out on the ground by the creek bed while you're, you know, sunning yourself and reading a good book. Oh, look at all this gold. Just pick it up. You got to dig for it. And then once you dig, you got to crack into the rock for it. And then you got to do all these studies and find out where the best veins are. Same thing with truth. If you really want it, you got to dig for it. Unfortunately, what's the first casualty in any war, in any battle, including the information war? Well, it's the truth. That will always be the first casualty because you can't voice the war, the information war, or the physical battle in the battlefield unless you take down the truth first. And
Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. Slips every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
For years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming. And it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Start bringing up deception and lies as though they were the truth. Navigating this life is not easy, man. It's not easy trying to figure out who's on your side and who's consistently speaking the truth. Even the best people who try like crazy to speak the truth, they look back later and they're like, man, I jumped out ahead of it. I didn't have all the information. This is all I knew at the time. So that's what I released. So now I got to go back and go, hey, that stuff that I thought was true, turns out, you know, there's a different aspect of it that lends a different perspective on what I was actually talking about. Here's what the truth is. But it's that ferreting out of the truth that's under fire on this. It's that trying to stumble along and trying to weed out the deceptions and trying to, you know, have a pure garden that's only growing vegetables and get rid of the weeds. It's that process that's being vilified and villainized here. And it's not just the Alex Joneses of the world. This is being expanded out. This is a gunning for anybody who dares get online and sit behind that keyboard and give their opinion. How dare you? And what have we seen for the last 2.5 years? We got people deplatformed, demonetized, economically terrorized. You got PayPal coming out and having to retract what they said the other day because PayPal's going, well, if we catch you on any other platform, you know, spreading misinformation, that's going to be $2,500 per occurrence. And then they backtrack and go, oops, it was a mistake. We didn't mean to do that when their stock price took a hit. Stock price is down 60. As of today, it's down 67% year over year. Why? Because people are sick of being economically terrorized because PayPal says what you said is misinformation when they could be the peddlers of misinformation and disinformation.
I can't express enough gratitude for their jury, not just because of their verdict, but for what they had to endure, what they had to listen to, for what they did in their lives, and that they just simply were able to take the truth that they heard.
Yeah, good point, mandatory in the room. Offensive speech is free speech. Uncomfortable speech is free speech. Speech that offends you. Speech that makes you cringe. If you don't want to hear it, just turn it off. I guarantee if you turn it off, that speech won't affect you.
Mm-hmm.
It might affect other people who choose to listen to that speech. But what would you rather have? Dangerous freedom or peaceful slavery? Because that's really what this is about right here.
Do an impossible job and render a verdict with it. No matter what it was, it didn't matter because what we got out of it meant more than anything that anybody could ever give us. And honestly, for anybody that still chooses to listen to that man, just ask yourself, what has he ever given you? And compare that to whatever it is that he's taken from you. Do you still have your family members with you?
Bunch of brats.
Do they still believe in you and trust you? What have you ever gotten from him? And what has he taken from you, too?
You're not going to get paid, guys. You can have that all in your favor. That doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Thank you for everything. Thank you.
Erica, and I am the daughter of John Lafferty Hochsprung, who is the principal of Sandy Hook Elementary School. And as I was upstairs testifying about the rape threats that were sent to me, Alex Jones was standing right here holding a press conference. After almost a decade of threats and messages from conspiracy theorists led by Jones, this is a moment years in the making. And in this big moment, like in every big moment, since the shooting, I wish I could just call my mom and tell her about it. I would tell her about the horror of watching Alex Jones hold court with the press outside right here. About the disappointment of so many news outlets who've known us since 1214 run his words unfiltered. The heartbreak of reliving the...
What's that? Unfiltered, uncensored. Isn't that how we want society? Don't we want society that doesn't have a filter? Because you got to ask yourself, who's going to apply the filter?
Right.
And what if you don't want the filter applied? What if you don't want the censorship? See, this is more than... This is way bigger than Alex Jones.
Rips.
This is way bigger than anything that happened in Connecticut. This is way bigger than shutting down somebody who wants to talk. This is shutting off the ears of those who want to listen. I mean, there are millions of people that want to listen to certain people. What if we start censoring CNN? It's like, wait a sec, wait. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, all the major news networks propagated the weapons of mass destruction, and that those weapons of mass destruction not only led to trillions of dollars being spent in nonsense wars and skirmishes and battles on the battlefield, but it also resulted in the deaths of a whole lot of people. I mean, countless people. You want to talk about scarring and damaging people? So why don't we censor all those platforms? The best they can do, and they haven't even done it, is, we were wrong. If anybody should be censored, and I'm not even calling for censorship for the Counterfeit News Network or MSLSD or Faux News. I'm just saying, hey, if you're going to apply that standard here, then that sword swings both ways.
Right.
And anybody who's calling for Alex Jones or anybody to be censored, you're basically calling for yourself to be censored. Because that, like I said, it is a double-edged sword, and it's like a boomerang with two blades on it. It's coming back, and if you try to catch it, you're probably going to lose some fingers. If you don't put your hand up, it's going to lodge inside your cranial structure.
Shooting has so many families shared stories.
This is crazy.
Loved ones. But I would also like to tell her about the Bright Spots news station, like NBC Connecticut, refused to give a dangerous conspiracy theorist a platform throughout this trial, and I thank them.
They didn't give CNN a platform? I mean, what did I miss there? What did I miss there? Let's see if there's anything else on this Law and Crime Network here, because they're just releasing all this stuff. Let me go to the videos. Verdict. Oh, that's 6 hours long. Anyway, I don't want to belabor this right here. This extends way beyond Alex Jones. I want to know what you guys think of it. Do you think Alex Jones is guilty? Do you think he deserved to be assessed almost $1 billion in damages?
No.
Do you think that Alex Jones is going to appeal this? Do you think he should appeal it?
Yes.
And if he does appeal it to the higher court, do you think that the higher court is going to rule in his favor, or will he rule? Or will they rule like the lower courts ruled? I appreciate you guys joining. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel. I really do want to know your thoughts, so leave them in the comment section below. I know we're on chat right now, but once this video gets done rendering, go under the in the chat room and you know, let the world know what you think about this. I think this is a blow. In my opinion, this is a blow to free speech.
Yeah, it is.
How can it not be? Let me just put it this way. It doesn't matter what I think. Let me ask the question. How can this not be a serious blow to free speech? No matter what you think about Alex Jones, I don't like Alex Jones. I don't like him at all because I see what he is and I see what he's propagating. He propagates the left versus right paradigm lie, the Zio, you know what lie. He's beholden to, you know, that other country that begins with an I and ends with an L. Doesn't matter what I think about Alex Jones, though. What do I think about this situation? What is actually happening in this situation? What message did those lower courts send to the rest of us who want to put our opinion out online? What can we expect if we say, hey, I see this news article right here, and I see this event that they say took place, and I see what they say about it. I see what corporate legacy media says about it. Here's my opinion. They're giving what they are saying facts. Well, here are some of the facts that I did as an independent journalist and researcher. And it doesn't correspond with their facts, so who's right? Who's wrong? Are we both out to lunch? Because we both can't be right. So if you're an independent journalist, this is a death blow almost to independent journalism, or at least if it's not a death blow, it does set a very, very bad precedent for anybody who wants to get online and tell people what they think about an event that's highly popularized and publicized and propagandized by fake stream CIA infiltrated Operation Mockingbird MKUltra Media. So I appreciate you guys joining. I will see you guys in the next video. I do have two more videos going up later today. If you haven't subscribed, hit the bell notification icon. Give it a thumbs up. Share it with everybody you know. Don't forget to subscribe to my private email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. Don't forget to leave your comment. I will see you guys in the next live stream.
Oh, you're going to tell me that this is not going to be playable? Oh, no. Come on. They don't want this out. This information out. Oh, come on. Why would they put it on? Who took it off? They shouldn't have taken it off. What are they doing? I mean, they advertise it to be here, available to play, and now it's not. I mean, what sense does this make? Come on. You don't want Pelosi talking? There.
And you thought we weren't living in a dog and pony show. Nancy Pelosi threatens violence against a sitting president.
And that's what this is all about.
Secret Service said they have dissuaded him from coming to Capitol Hill. They told him they don't have the resources to protect him here. So at the moment, he is not coming, but that could change.
I would come, I'm going to punch him out.
This is my mom. I would pay with you.
I'm waiting for this.
for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
Man, if you or I said that, black SUVs would be parked outside of our houses and federal agents would be pounding down the doors.
I'm going to punch him out and I'm going to go to jail and I'm going to be happy.
Welcome back to the High Impact Flicks channel. Go ahead and roll the intro. Hey guys, study after study shows.
Couldn't you be contributing?
No, I'm not.
Inflation is going to get worse. Is that
from BioTrust? I've got a link in the description with a massive discount, and it'll tell you all about it.
And not a single penny. No, I mean it. Not a single penny. If Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
Then you're trying to blame me for anti-Semitism.
I am not blaming you.
No,
saying,
you are such a liar. You need to stop. Like,
I'm
this is amazing.
Inadvertently, couldn't you be contributing?
No.
Not
I'm not. Not at all.
That's ridiculous.
100%. I'm a Christian. I support Israel. I am one of the most pro-Israel voters in Congress. So why don't you judge me by those things instead of twisting and turning what you think I was writing in some 2018 Facebook post, which is not at all what you're saying right now. That's not at all it.
Wait. Run that back. What'd you just say?
I support Israel. I am one of the most pro-Israel voters in Congress.
What did you just say to me?
Why are you recording?
Just say what you said again, please.
What's registration and why is it $400? For what?
It's like taxes or fees you have to pay for your car. It's like
I already did this.
Well, you have to do it every year.
But I've...
Every year, you have to re-register your car and pay that.
For what?
It's like, I don't know, it goes on the roads or something, I think.
That's what tax...
Security!
What is worth more, art or life? Is it worth more than food, worth more than justice? Are you more concerned about the protection of a painting or the protection of our planet and people? The cost of living crisis is part of the cost of oil crisis. Fuel is unaffordable to millions of cold, hungry families. They can't even afford to heat a tin of soup.
There's two different types of hologram that we're going to be making. Mm-hmm. Quiet, please, everybody. We're going to go for take now. Here we go, and action.
Even now, as the world is changing, we continue the digital transformation of our state.
We need to use next generation technologies. We need to make it feel like he's more in the room.
But he's not. It's all a hologram. A lot of stuff you see is just all fabricated. Just because.
I don't think that I ever seen this technology before.
You can't trust anything anymore, it seems.
And my question to you.
Go for it.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Our next panel is also virtual, and it will be
the
consists of Alexander Stein.
Hey, guys. My name's Alexander Stein, and the reason why I'm here is I'm having troubles. My wife and her boyfriend, they recently had a baby last year, and they were both picked up for possession of a controlled substance. Now, Dontarius had some prior convictions, so he's facing a long time in jail. But I'm having a lot of trouble getting little DeMarco from Child Protective Services. Now, you guys have a system that wants to put it in any foster care or foster facility, yet I'm actually the child's basically stepfather, and I can't get access to the kid. And the kid and DeMarco and I, we go to McDonald's every day. I just can't imagine, you know, what they're feeding him. I can't imagine the trauma that he's going through.
McDonald's?
The fact that my wife, you know, she's in jail, I'm having so much stress about that, getting in contact with her. The Child Protective Services is making it almost impossible. So I just want my little baby back. I just want to be able to get, you know, little DeMarco back on the hormone therapy, because that's the other issue. The medications that DeMarco is on, now those medications have not transferred to CPS. They do not have the proper, you know, hormone medicine that Lil DeMarco's on. So how am I supposed to get him his medicine? And when I reach out to people, I've reached out to AOC multiple times, of course, our congresswoman, nobody helps me. I reach out to Eric Adams, nobody helps me. So I'm here at the Committee of General Welfare trying to figure out, what are we going to do? Are we going to let foster, you know, parents control this narrative, or they're going to control the kids that they have no investment in, or people like myself, who's basically the child's stepfather? Now, I understand that I have an unorthodox relationship, the fact that my wife has a boyfriend, but I was injured, and so I'm not able to, you know, pleasure her in that way anymore, and that she had a, you know, sexual tryst and she got pregnant, and we chose not to get an abortion. Now, I know the abortion would have been the hip way to go, and people would have probably held us as heroes, but my wife decided to have the baby, and now we have this poor baby, little DeMarco, that's in Child Protective Services that I can't get access to, while Dontarius is facing 14 years in jail for prior convictions. And then on top of that, the mother, she's all whacked out because we never legally got married, so she's having immigration issues. So now she might get sent, you know, back to the Philippines. So just right now, my life is absolutely horrible. And when I reach out to people in New York City for help, nobody's giving me any help. I'm coming here trying to ask you, what can you do for me? Because I know AOC's not doing anything. I know Eric Adams isn't doing anything. How can I get my baby back? How can I get my baby back on the hormone therapy and on the medication that they are prescribed? Because if we don't do this, there's going to the maturation guys, the puberty blockers, if you do not stop the puberty at a young enough age, it could have detrimental effects later on in life with mental health, with suicides. So it's very important that I get little DeMarco back on this medication. So without your guys' help, how am I supposed to get my wife and her boyfriend's baby out of Child Protective Services? Can anybody there give me a game plan or a strategy? Because I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm so sick and tired of being the one that gets abused. Not only in my recent relationship, but now with little DeMarco, I can't get him. I'm stressed out. My whole life is turned upside down, and I'm asking for help. And I'm just asking, can you guys please help me?
That's ridiculous.
Good looking guy. I think he's coming up to another
captain. Sir. 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 How are you today? Everything good? The captain of the airline would like to move from your side.
What do I get for that?
I'm sorry?
What do I get
for that? When we get outside, we'll talk to the airline and try to help you out the best we can.
What do I get
for that? I don't know. It's up to the airline. But when we get outside, we'll talk to the airline. Right. Well, the airlines aren't on board. They're out of the ticket counter. We'll help you out the best we can, but you have to get off the plane. Everybody wants you off the flight. Because the captain and the airline both have asked you to get off the flight. Well, one, I guess you were kind of rude and inconsiderate, but their reason's not important. That you don't have to be here. So they've asked you, and we're asking you, the sheriff's office is asking you, nice as we can, please come off the aircraft with us. Thank you. Do you have any bags on them? Yes, ma'am. We got the cameras? Good cameras?
Absolutely. Good view.
Got it? All right.
Yeah, there is something wrong with it. We're going to have to deal with it. Camera?
I know you.
Where are you?
They're out in the open now. They're not even trying to conceal it anymore. The owners of the country got their election. They said, we're going to get this election. We put you people in that court for a reason.
All right,
now's
back
the time
to earth
us.
For you and now.
Yeah, forget all that stupid, will you? They're out in the open. They're openly driving the bus, and we're all in the back.
There is no national conspiracy to buy elections and control America. Now
talk about back to earth.
Conspiracy, but
you don't need a formal conspiracy.
Right.
When interests converge, these people went to the same universities and fraternities. They're on the same boards of directors. They're in the same country clubs. They have like interests. They don't need to call a meeting. They know what's good for them. They're getting it. And there used to be seven oil companies. There are now three. It will soon be two. The things that matter in this country have been reduced in choice. There are two political parties. There are a handful of insurance companies. There are about six or seven information things. But if you want a bagel, there are 23 flavors because you have the illusion. You have the illusion of choice.
Right.
You don't get the real important choice. There's no freedom of choice.
With all the crazy stated plans of the Great Reset, the currency reset,
well, what are we going to do? How do we actually take care of business? I mean, I do believe that Sandy Hook was not real. But that's me thinking. Whoops, I almost did. Well, I am not going to do that now because my... Well, maybe I can. Oh, people, what kind of world are we manifesting here? Allowing this crap to actually overrun common sense and critical thinking and to just not even know the difference. Now, granted, I know there's quite a few different kinds of people, and it's good we're not all alike, because I wouldn't want to be on the lower rung of this reality, even though sometimes it feels that way. But yeah, just crazy. Oh yeah, the transgender. This guy's trying to get help as he's trying to change the gender of his ex-wife's kid, right? Or not even ex-wife. She wasn't even really ever married. So to me, that sounds like a little human trafficking to me. Jeez. Yep, I mean, gosh. But he wants to be able to get custody and keep those hormonal changes coming up, especially before puberty, because if you do it after it's just all a crock of crap anymore. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, the kind of thing that literally, oh my gosh. How do we not get caught up in this caca. Because it's everywhere around us. It's all hand in hand. It reflects and deflects the rest of the things in life. Just, oh my gosh. I hate to even consider that this is really the only way we have to go. Because I can't believe that. I cannot believe... And anything but this station, don't forget to donate, okay, okay, okay? Have a good one, y'all. Later!
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Roux Show Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic.